سلام، فهیم هستم. با یک اپیزود دیگه از پادکست رادیو یلس آفرینش در خدمت شما شنوندگان هستم و ازتون دعوت میکنم که تا پایان برنامه با ما همراه باشید. در این قسمت قصد داریم تا یکی دیگه از کیو کارت های بسیار رایج در مصاحبه های آزمون اسپیکینگ رو بررسی کنیم. موضوع کیو کارت به این صورته: Describe a time when you received money as a gift. You should say who gave it to you, when it was given to you, where it happened, how you felt about it. همونطور که شنیدید، از ما خواسته شده که راجع به زمانی صحبت کنیم که به عنوان هدیه پول دریافت کردیم. در یک دقیقه‌ای که به شما فرصت داده میشه، سعیتون بر این باشه که صحبتتون رو از لحاظ ایده‌ای و بیان قسمت‌های مختلف داستان سازماندهی کنید. پیشنهاد میشه که وقت خودتون رو به نوشتن جملات طولانی و بیش از چند کلمه صرف نکنید. یک نمونه پاسخ به این کیو کارت رو با هم میشنویم.
Well, I don't think if I could pin down one specific case right now, since I'm always getting money as a gift from people around me. You know, in my book, this sort of thing stands for lack of respect. Somehow like telling someone, hey, I couldn't care less about you and your birthday or whatever it is, so why don't you just take this money and get yourself something, because I'm up to my eyeballs in work. Anyways, let me tell you about this birthday of mine for which I'd been preparing myself since a month prior to the event. The thing is, I was just keeping it all under DL and pretended that it totally slipped my mind. You know, in my heart of hearts, I had this feeling that everybody knew about it and they were going to throw me a surprise party. Funny fact is, that's just how I perceived stuff, and not even one shred of that beautiful thought came true. On the eve of my birthday, I just received an envelope from my parents with some money inside and an apology for forgetting my birthday. I was absolutely taken aback and was about to lose my cool. You know, I couldn't have felt any worse. I sort of managed to keep a cool head and didn't let my anger get the better of me, though. Eventually, I found a way to creep out and headed towards a park close by and try to let it all blow over.
در ادامه تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Pin down. مشخص و معین کردن. I can't exactly pin it down. Up to my eyeballs in something. به شدت مشغول کاری بودن. I'm up to my eyeballs in work every day. Keep something under DL. چیزی رو مخفی نگه داشتن. Don't let anybody know about this. Keep it on the DL. Heart of hearts. عمق وجود و افکار. I knew in my heart of hearts that something was wrong. To be taken aback. جا خوردن. When I saw him, I was taken aback. Let something get the better of you. اینکه احساسی به شما غالب بشه. My greediness got the better of me somehow. Blow over. آروم شدن اوزا. Head out of town until this blows over. ضمن عرض تشکر و سپاس بابت همراهی شما تا این لحظه، امیدوارم که تونسته باشید از این برنامه استفاده کافی و لازم رو ببرید. تا برنامه آینده، خدا نگهدار.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org